This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will you feel it if there's a freight rail strike beginning Friday? The AP's Donna Warder has an answer.
Officials with the Biden administration have been in intense negotiations to prevent a strike that could halt shipments of food and fuel at a cost of $2 billion a day and shut down some commuter lines as well. Members of the administration have been going all out to keep talks going in Washington between the railroads and unionized workers, who are fighting for improved working conditions and more pay. Out of the 12 unions involved, two of them agreed to prolong talks through September 29th. That bought a bit of time, but not necessarily any more certainty, as a work stoppage is still possible. Donna Warder, Washington.
How life has changed since COVID. A new survey finds the number of people working from home tripled, home values grew, and the percentage of people who spend more than a third of their income on rent went up. The survey results released this morning by the Census Bureau. A steady stream of mourners is moving past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth in London. The AP's Jill Lawless was among the first to view the Queen's coffin in Westminster Hall.
The coffin is sitting in the middle of this vast 1,000-year-old hall. It's on what's known as a catafalque. It's a platform about 6 feet high, draped in purple cloth. The coffin itself is draped in the royal standard, the yellow and red flag of the Queen. And on top of it is the imperial state crown with 3,000 diamonds on it, a wreath of flowers and of plants from the places that the Queen loved, including Balmoral Castle in Scotland and from Windsor Castle, and then a large cross, a reflection of the Queen's faith.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says they've retaken almost 400 settlements from the Russians in the past week or so. A new AP poll finds 45% of Americans now support President Biden. This is AP News. Now to Brett Favre, the one-time NFL quarterback.
Newly revealed text messages show how deeply involved a Mississippi governor was in directing more than $1 million in welfare money to Brett Favre to help pay for one of the retired NFL quarterback's pet projects. Mississippi is one of the nation's poorest states. Instead of helping low-income families, the money was funneled through a nonprofit group and was spent on a new $5 million volleyball facility at the university that Brett Favre and then-Governor Phil Bryant both attended. Favre's daughter was on the volleyball team at the time. One of the texts from 2017 showed Bryant was on board with the arrangement. The state is suing Favre and others, alleging they misspent millions of dollars in welfare money. The director of the nonprofit Mississippi Community Education Center has pleaded guilty to criminal charges in Mississippi's largest public corruption case in decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.